Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Just talked to Stephen Dynan a few minutes ago. Here's another guy that probably got very little sleep last night. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You watched the speech, obviously. You had to write about it, and I'm sure you rewatched it in the middle of the night just for the heck of it.
Yeah, that's what nerds like me do. That's right.
All right, so the hard work for the president is now done for the year, I'm assuming. So you throw all that stuff out there like you did last night, and then what? Watch nothing happen?
Watch nothing happen and sign a bunch of executive orders, you know, during the year and try to get done, you know, unilaterally what you can't get Congress to do for you. And that's pretty much the vision for the year that he laid out. Now, he's going to work with Congress and try to get things like immigration reform done that are still hanging out there from last year. But overall, it seems like a pretty small ball agenda that he was laying out last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sort of got the idea, you know, this whole 2014, a year of action thing, is sort of like the summer of recovery we were promised a couple of years back. You know, there'll be a lot of noise about it, but then not a whole lot will happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, and obviously in the midterm election years, you know, by the time June or July rolls around, most of the incumbents in Congress are going to be totally focused on re-election and getting back to their districts. And they're, you know, it's just going to be after that point, it's going to be a pretty slow legislative year, I think.
Yeah. You and I talked yesterday about his use of the pen, and we know already that the minimum wage for government contractors is going to go to $10.10. Did we learn any more over the past 24 hours about other executive actions that are on tap?
You know, they put out a list last night, and there were a dozen items on it, and, you know, some of them, there was the minimum wage, there was a couple of education things, like getting schools more wired on, you know, internet connectivity, but even things like that, the school proposal, some of them have been out there, you know, the administration has been talking about doing them for at least 6 months or more, so it sort of felt like, you know, when a kid is sort of like padding his homework or something.
Yeah.
You know, make it look like you're doing more than you really are, because many of these proposals, you know, were not exactly new. And so, you know, it doesn't mean he still can't go forward with executive action on them, but it wasn't like he just came out with a fresh idea last night.
Yeah, he mentioned something called a MyRA. Instead of an IRA, MyRA, some kind of new savings program or something?
Right, that is new, and it would be, it's essentially like a savings bond program, you know, and people could start, you know, open an account with as little as $25 with the help of their employer and contribute as little as $5 a pay period to, you know, this account. And at the end of, I believe at the end of each year, you would then roll it over into like a Roth IRA mechanism, you know, it's just to encourage more savings outside of the Social Security and the stock market, you know, kind of program. So, you know, that is new, but, you know, again, it was not really any earth-shaking proposal.
Yeah. He told Congress to give America a raise last night. Heck, if I'd have known that, I would have asked them instead of going to the boss and being embarrassed, you know?
Right. You know, really, when he turned to, he was talking about, I think it was a pizza shop owner.
Yeah.
You know, owner with his employee up in the balcony, and he said, you know, this guy pays his employees what they're worth. And he said, you know, every employer out there should just give your employees a raise.
Yeah.
Really think about it. And I felt like directly emailing my boss at that point, saying, so what do you say?
Yeah.
So let's forget it. Let's not take into consideration merit or profit margins or anything
right.
like that. Let's just give everyone a raise.
Yep, give everybody a raise. That's the way it's got to work. All right, then he tried to reassure Americans that company CEOs he had spoken with recently had pledged to hire folks who had been out of work for a long period of time. Well, that's fine, but don't these companies have to have a reason to hire, like demand of a product?
Sure, and that's what, the story of the last 5 years is companies trying to figure out in this uncertain economic environment with all these regulations coming down from the government and, you know, the kind of fits and starts of growth around the country.
Yeah.
You know, what's it safe to commit to as far as hiring?
Yeah. One other note, John Boehner was not happy. I could see that his face was red. Well, I guess that's like that all the time, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Wait, you mean when he mentioned his father, you know, being a bar owner? Or
yeah. Ann and I, we were kind of joking around early in the show about the demeanor of John Boehner. You know, he can't look like he's happy because then Republicans get mad. But then when he looks like he's not happy, Republicans get mad.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing. Somebody online picked out Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, Republican, in the crowd last night.
Yeah.
Caught him applauding when the president was talking about immigration reform. And,
yeah.
It's a sin. And these things get so dull. You can be sitting there, everybody's applauding. So sometimes I think they're not even listening to what they're applauding.
Yeah. All right, Dave, got to run. Thanks for your help, as always. We'll talk again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Stay tuned. Charlie Hertz on the way next right here at 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.